Imagine calculating 998 times 997 in your head in seconds, or instantly knowing that 852 equals 7,225. These aren't party tricks. They're glimpses into a mathematical system that transforms complexity into elegance. The power of Vedic maths reveals an ancient approach to mathematics rediscovered by Jagadguru Swami Sri Bharati Krishna Tirthaji after 8 years of intensive study of the Vedas. Based on 16 sutras, formulas, this system has revolutionized how thousands worldwide approach calculation. What makes Vedic mathematics truly remarkable isn't just the speed. It's how it transforms intimidating multi-step problems into elegant, often single-line solutions that can be performed mentally. The legendary Shakuntala Devi, known as the human computer, attributed her extraordinary abilities to these ancient techniques. This isn't just about calculating faster, it's about fundamentally changing our relationship with numbers, revealing the hidden patterns and harmonies that conventional mathematics often obscures. Vedic mathematics begins with simple yet powerful techniques. When subtracting from powers of 10, the All from 9 and Last from 10 sutra eliminates borrowing. For 10,000 minus 7672, simply compute 9 minus 7, 9 minus 6, 9 minus 7, 10 minus 2, equals 2328, making calculation nearly instantaneous. Multiplication with nines reveals beautiful patterns. When multiplying by 999, the result follows an elegant structure, one less than the original number, followed by its nines complement. For example, 533 times 999 equals 532,467, 532 followed by 467. With 99, multiplying 724 gives 71,676. 723 followed by 77. These techniques exemplify the Vedic approach, transforming complex calculations into flowing patterns performed mentally. Rather than memorizing tables, we discover the inherent structure within numbers, improving both calculation speed and number sense. Students who struggle with traditional arithmetic often find success with these more accessible approaches, building confidence and transforming arithmetic from a mechanical process into an intuitive art form. 9 holds a special place in Vedic mathematics through Navashesh, finding the digital root by adding digits until reaching a single number. This system efficiently verifies calculations. To find the Navashesh of 8132, add 8 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 equals 14, then 1 plus 4 equals 5. We can streamline by ignoring nines and digit groups summing to 9. For 44629, ignore the 9, add 4 plus 4 plus 6 equals 14, 5, then 5 plus 2 equals 7, giving Navashesh 7. For multiplication verification, the Navashesh of the product equals the Navashesh of the product of the factors' Navasheshes. With 38 times 53 equals 2014, n of 38 equals 2, n of 53 equals 8, 2 times 8 equals 16, 7, and n of 2014 equals 7, confirming the result. Vedic mathematics transforms division by 9 into addition. To divide 8132 by 9, place a colon before the last digit, bring down the leftmost digit, 8, add it to the next digit, 1 plus 8 equals 9, continue rightward, then work backward with remainders, yielding 903, remainder 5. In decimal expansions, fractions with denominators divisible by 9 produce repeating patterns. 1/9 equals 0.111, 2/9 equals 0.222. Similar patterns emerge in different number bases around the number 1 less than the base, revealing mathematical principles that transcend our decimal system. These mathematical harmonies explain why ancient Vedic mathematicians regarded 9 as special, pointing to deeper truths about number theory. The number 11 reveals properties that transform complex operations into simple mental processes. Multiplying by 11 becomes almost instantaneous. Each digit of the result comes from adding adjacent digit pairs. For 153 times 11, write the rightmost digit, 3, add pairs, 3 plus 5 equals 8, 5 plus 1 equals 6, and write the leftmost digit, 1, giving 1683. This method naturally handles carrying when sums exceed 9. Testing divisibility by 11 follows an elegant pattern. Sum all digits in odd positions, sum all in even positions, and check if their difference is 0 or divisible by 11. For 2,345, odd position sum is 2 plus 4 plus 5 equals 11, and even position sum is 3 plus 8 equals 11. Since 11 minus 11 equals 0, the number is divisible by 11. This pattern extends to multiplication by 111, where we add 3 consecutive digits at a time. For 4,132 times 111, start with the rightmost digit, 2, add pairs, 2 plus 3 equals 5, triplets, 2 plus 3 plus 1 equals 6, pairs again, 3 plus 1 plus 4 equals 8, and the leftmost digit, 4, yielding 458652. These techniques transform calculations into flowing mental processes, revealing mathematical harmony that conventional approaches often miss. By recognizing these patterns, we develop a more intuitive relationship with numbers, seeing them as interconnected elements with predictable behaviors rather than items to memorize. The Nicolum method simplifies multiplication by working with differences from convenient bases instead of directly multiplying large numbers. This technique is particularly effective for numbers close to round values like 100 or 1,000. For example, when multiplying numbers near 50, such as 42 by 46, subtract both from 50 to get negative 8 and negative 4. Multiply these differences, negative 8 times negative 4 equals 32, and add the cross product, 42 times negative 4 plus 46 times negative 8 equals negative 536, to find the result, 1932. This method works with any convenient base. For numbers near 250, like 266 by 235, calculate the differences, 16 and negative 15, multiply them, 16 times negative 15 equals negative 240, and scale appropriately to get 62,015. Nicolum's revolutionary aspect is how it transforms multiplication into working with smaller, more manageable differences, dramatically reducing calculation complexity. It embodies the Vedic philosophy of finding the path of least resistance, making complex problems elegantly simple through strategic base selection. The Urdhva Tiryak, vertically and crosswise multiplication technique, computes products in a single line through systematic vertical and cross multiplications. For two-digit multiplication, the process has three parts: multiply rightmost digits, cross multiply and add, then multiply leftmost digits. With 35 times 82, 5 times 2 equals 10, write 0 and carry 1, 3 times 2 plus 8 times 5 plus 1 equals 47, write 7 and carry 4, 3 times 8 plus 4 equals 28, yielding 2870. This pattern extends to 3-digit multiplication with 5 parts and 4-digit multiplication with 7 parts. For each position, perform cross multiplications between corresponding digits, add any carry, write the ones digit and carry the tens. For 4-digit multiplication, each position combines multiple cross products. The rightmost uses one product, while middle positions need up to 4 cross products plus any carry. This makes complex multiplications like 2316 times 4256 equals 987369 manageable. What distinguishes this method is its flowing nature that eliminates multiple calculation lines, transforming multiplication from a mechanical procedure into an elegant dance of digits flowing from right to left. Vedic mathematics offers more than calculation shortcuts. It presents a fundamentally different approach to understanding mathematics. While traditional education emphasizes memorization and algorithms, the Vedic approach reveals inherent patterns within numbers, fostering mathematical intuition rather than rote learning. These techniques have practical applications in competitive exams where speed matters. Problems involving perfect squares, percentages, algebraic expressions, divisibility tests, and geometric calculations become more manageable with Vedic methods that dramatically reduce calculation time. The author's experience shows how Vedic mathematics builds confidence and enjoyment. Students who previously struggled often find these techniques intuitive, leading to significant improvements. Like one student who progressed from struggling with two-digit multiplication to mentally calculating four-digit multiplications. Vedic mathematics transforms our relationship with numbers, encouraging flexibility, creativity, and pattern recognition instead of mechanical adherence to algorithms. This develops a more natural understanding and deeper appreciation of mathematical harmony. In our technology-driven world, the Vedic approach builds not just calculation skills, but genuine mathematical understanding. By revealing elegant patterns within numbers, it transforms mathematics from a feared subject into a fascinating journey of discovery, reconnecting us with ancient wisdom that viewed mathematics as an expression of universal order.